Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready to get back in your groove again? Stay tuned for another great podcast with Linda G. Robert. That's me.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Linda G. Robert, your back in the groove again coach, helping you live your best life now so you can love what you do with another podcast. All right. So you know that I sold my house in November. If you've been following along, you know that I sold my house in November, lived in Mexico for a while, and when I was selling my house, I decluttered a lot. In fact, I left a lot of things there and got rid of a lot of things, but there were certain things that I just couldn't get rid of. Anyway, so I'm now in Sudbury, where I'm living with my friend. We're sharing an apartment. And I have a bedroom, and of course, you know, we are sharing an apartment, but she's been living there for 5-6 years, and there's a lot of her stuff there. And my stuff is in a storage shed. So I started going through this storage shed, and oh my God, I should have gotten rid of more things. I should have gotten rid of more things in November. Because now I have to go through these things and decide again, what do I keep? What do I need? What do I want to give away? Oh, man, and it's one heck of a process. Again, I'm going through it again, and it's, you know, you don't think, I didn't think, let me personalize it, I didn't think I was going to go through this difficult, mind-boggling, gut-wrenching, tough, crappy, bloody decisions again. But I am. I was looking at my knitting needles today, and I'm thinking, am I ever going to knit again? I decided that I probably wasn't, so I'm going to give them up. I'm going to give them away. And if I ever decide to knit again, then I'll just buy some more. You know, things like that. And, of course, I've got winter boots. Yes, I'll need my winter boots for a few weeks, more than likely. But where am I going to put those winter boots? So there are certain things that I definitely need to keep, and there are other things that I need to give away. All of this to say just when you think it's over, it's not really over, is it? You know, in a recent podcast, I was talking about death. And I know it's not a very interesting topic to talk about, so I'm not going to talk about death right now. But what I'm going to talk about is more the decluttering part as you get older. You know, as I get older, I'm 64 now, I realize there are certain things that I don't want. The other things that I want. And then other things that at some point my kids will have to decide what the heck to do with them. Like the pictures, that box of pictures that I kept. I can't get rid of that. I think I might look into getting it digitalized, but in the meantime, it's still in that box. It's still in the box with other photos. I think that's the advantage of having digital photos now, is that we can decide to print them or not. And once they're digitalized, we can keep them on a drive somewhere in Google space or Dropbox space or up in the clouds or wherever it is where you can only access them when you want to. So that's a good thing. But in the meantime, that box is in the shed because I don't have any room for it. So whether I get rid of it or my kids get rid of it, at some point, somebody's going to have to make a decision about these things. And, okay, so I could say, well, let the kids decide. Sure, they can worry about that in 30 years from now when I'm gone. But I won't. I'll start going through it. I'm wondering, what do you do when you are kind of in the place where I am, having to decide again, yet again, what to do with your things? Send me a message at gmail at backinthegrooveagain at gmail.com. I'd love to hear some of your stories. Now, don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. And if you do want more information on my services, go to my website, lyndagrobert.com. Have yourself a wonderful day. Bye now.
Well, there you go. Another wonderful podcast by me, Linda G. Robert. I'm your Back in the Groove Again coach, helping you live your best life now so that you can love what you do. Let's get you back in the groove again. Have yourself a great day.